This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Eastbound I-70 over Vail Pass will close for at least 6 hours Tuesday so CDOT crews can remove wreckage from a truck crash. CDOT says eastbound traffic will be detoured through Leadville, which will add about 90 minutes of travel time. The crash happened last week when a commercial truck traveling westbound crossed the median and ran into oncoming traffic. Vail Daily reports two people were seriously injured in the crash. An updated Black Health Resource Directory is rolling out this week. The publishers say it's the state's most comprehensive source for Black health information. It gives listing for doctors and specialists from Fort Collins to Pueblo. Dr. Alfred Nash is a family medicine physician in Aurora. He's listed in it and says he thinks it makes a difference for patients.
If they don't feel comfortable in the place that they're receiving their care from, the chances of them following up when they're supposed to follow up to continue the therapy that they're supposed to continue is a lot less.
The directory was first published in 2010, with updated editions published until 2019. This is the first directory since the pandemic. And students from 10 neighboring states and 5 countries will now pay in-state tuition at Colorado State University in Pueblo. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
Under the new plan, students in states that border Colorado, as well as students in California, Nevada, and Texas, would pay in-state tuition. Students in 5 countries where Pueblo has a sister city relationship would also receive in-state tuition. The move is part of an effort to expand access and boost enrollment. After the pandemic, Colorado universities struggled with enrollment, but a recent legislative forecast indicates out-of-state student interest shows promising growth. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.